speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Friday, December the 7th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking about what this day means. I think it's important to go back and do a brief revisit. As I mentioned earlier this week, President Bush, who just died, Bush the First, on the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, laid the blame on people who put America first. All those isolationists and protectionists, as he called them. Well, my dad was always one of those before and after Pearl Harbor. And we'll talk a little bit more about Pearl Harbor today, but mainly we're going to be taking a look at what's going on in the Paris Accord. We have new gun control measures that are coming at America. We have new censorship measures, of course, every day. The insanity, it gets greater and greater. You know, coming after Charlie Brown on Thanksgiving, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was a big thing. You know, Rudolph is now a racist reindeer. So we'll talk about some of that. We have a clip from a CBS host who said, "I can't believe how silly this thing is about Baby It's Cold Outside," censoring it, because the station, even in San Francisco, the station that first censored it on Monday. So we're going to take that off our playlist. Then they put out a poll because it became a national story. We've now got a lot of stations across the United States and Canada doing this. They put out a poll. 90% of the people said, no, we'd like to still have that song in the playlist. And so she started talking about it. And I want you to see the reactions of her host. That's the most amazing thing about this. And I hate to get into a situation where I have to defend this hokey song. I don't even like it. But, you know, free speech is about defending the songs that you don't like. I never liked this song. But I'm not going to let them take it away for the reasons that they want to take it away, because they want to dominate us. They want to dominate us. And we're not going to let them. You know, we're going to point out their hypocrisy. We got this Democrat in Colorado, a state Democrat, a guy who's having to resign because he kept going into the women's restroom. How's that for hypocrisy? These people are always trying to push single-sex restrooms on everybody in the name of transgenderism or whatever. And now this Democrat actually believed this. He actually practiced it. And now they're saying, get out of here. And largely, I think they have a Democrat majority there in that state house. And as I was talking about ballot harvesting in California and how they use that to rig the elections, I mean, reversing a candidate, an Asian candidate in conservative Orange County, who had won by over 8,000 votes. She had such a large lead that she had already gone to freshman orientation for new Congress people. And they kept harvesting ballots. You know, vote early, vote often, keep voting until you get the results that you want. They can have people go around and say, you know, we're here to collect ballots if you're a Democrat. And you can turn it over to any third party person. They made that legal in California. It is legalized election theft. But just like everything else in this country, they only notice when it's the Republicans doing the same sort of thing. In North Carolina, there's an election where the guy doesn't have a 9,000 vote lead. He's got a 900 vote lead, but it's a Republican. And they're accusing him of ballot harvesting, which has not been made legal in North Carolina. It shouldn't be made legal anywhere. It's a way of rigging the elections. But it shouldn't be made legal, and it wasn't made legal in North Carolina. They're accusing him of having people being paid to go door to door and collect uncast votes. But just as we saw with all this stuff about President Trump and supposedly the Russians were hacking the election, we see now that it was the Democrats, and we've been telling you this for 2 years now, the Democrats who are hacking the election, the Democrats who are going to the Ukraine, sending a paid representative, a Ukrainian-American, Alexandra Chalupa. I've talked to, interviewed the whistleblower who blew the whistle on that. They were the ones who are hacking the election. But we only care when it's Republicans doing this type of thing. We should care when both of them do it.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
That's right. It was 77 years ago. I'm David Knight on this December 7th, 2018. Not too many people are talking about that anymore. Isn't that interesting? You know, we had, as I mentioned, when everybody, this whole week, they've been dragging George H.W. Bush's body around the country like it was Weekend with Bernie's. And I'm basically sick of it. By the middle of the week, I said, you know, this guy trashed Americans and America first on the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And I read you some of his comments. I won't go over all of them again, but just this is the bottom line. This is the transcript put out by Navy.mil. The military put this out. You know, the Navy would do it because he was speaking there at the USS Arizona Memorial, where some of the greatest loss of life was. And here's the title. Isolationism spawned World War II. He said the unsought war, it's been called. And then George Bush, on the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor, said isolationists gathered together at what was known in those days as an America First rally in Pittsburgh at precisely the time the first Americans met early violent deaths right here in Pearl Harbor. Isolationism, he said, flew escort for the very bombers that attacked our men 50 years ago. See, it was the isolationists who killed them, not the Japanese that he was sucking up to at the time. And again, I don't blame those Japanese 50 years later for what happened. It was a completely different system of government. I don't have any grief, axe to grind with Japanese people about that, but it was the Japanese government at the time that did it. It wasn't Americans who were following the principles that America was established on. And that is, we don't go abroad seeking monsters to destroy. We had already done that in World War I. And as I pointed out on Wednesday, Winston Churchill in 1936, even before Hitler started taking over countries, I think that was even before the Anschluss, where he went into Austria and so forth, but certainly before World War Two started, when he invaded Poland on the 2nd of September 1929. Right after, you had the prime minister come back and say, we have peace in our time, Neville Chamberlain. But nevertheless, Winston Churchill, who knew better, said if you Americans had not gotten involved in 1917, he said if you Americans had not gotten involved, the war would have ended in 1917. We wouldn't have had a manufactured Russian Revolution, manufactured by the Germans, the German bankers who sent Lenin into Russia with $10 million of gold out of Switzerland in a sealed train to start that Russian Revolution. So we wouldn't have had Russia turn communist. We wouldn't have had in the aftermath of World War I, the punitive measures taken against Germany. They would have been in a stronger position. They wouldn't have rubbed their noses into it to the extent that they destroyed them and invited the creation of the Nazi Party. And he said, we wouldn't even had fascism in Italy. But you prolonged the war, and you created the communists in Russia, the Nazis in Germany, and the fascists in Italy. That's the result of your foreign policy. And we've been doing that type of thing ever since 1945. We have decided in our wisdom that we are going to interject ourselves in every conflict in the globe, and it always has negative, unintended, adverse consequences for us and for everybody else. But George Bush, on the 50th anniversary, was saying otherwise. He was blaming those American firsters. As I said at the top of the hour, my father was a little bit older than George Bush. He was already married. And the day after Pearl Harbor, like a lot of Americans, he signed up. My mother did everything she could to stop him. A lot of people died. He didn't. Yeah, actually, his story is kind of like the character, if you ever saw Black Hawk Down, the character is played by Ewan McGregor. He goes to fight with these guys, and they find out he can type. And they took him out of the fight. He was upset about it. So was my dad. He could type pretty fast. He only used two fingers, but he was really fast with those two fingers. They took him out. They needed somebody who could type. So that saved his life, actually. His life was saved by a typewriter. But still, that was the spirit of America. That was the same spirit of those people that George Bush denigrated as America First, isolationist and protectionist. And, of course, he combines protectionism there because as a globalist, he was pushing the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He was somebody who was going to push through the North American Union. He didn't win re-election, and yet we spent this last week worshiping this guy that we threw out of office 26 years ago because he lied to us about tax increases. Not because he didn't know what a barcode scanner was. What a bunch of nonsense that is. And so he's pushing all this garbage. And so here's where we are now, 50 years later. I'm sorry, not 50 years later, 77 years later. And 27 years after he gave that speech. We've got a U.S. military flying planes over the Ukraine and a provocation to Russia because we haven't learned our lesson yet. We are the ones who start wars. We are the ones who overthrow regimes. We are the ones who invade and bomb countries preemptively now. We are the empire after the Soviet Union has fallen. It is now our empire that is out there. And one last thing to say about the George Bush funerals, multiple funerals and ceremonies. One article out of the Sun. Body language expert says that Trump's arrival at George H.W. Bush's funeral was like a lion startling a herd of animals. Trump was like a lion startling a herd of animals when he arrived at George H.W. Bush's funeral, says a body language expert. She added, Bill Clinton had been leaning into Michelle Obama, resting his hand on her arm as he chatted, and Hillary had leaned across her husband to chat with Barack. Hillary and Michelle had been emphatically tactile and friendly before they took their seats, and Hillary placing one splayed hand over her heart as she spoke, and two women standing with their arms round one another at one point. But when Trump arrived, they all stiffened up. She said they looked as stiff as Mount Rushmore. None of them are ever going to be on Mount Rushmore. Barack's chin went up and his mouth clamped shut. Michelle sat rigid beside him while Bill turned to Hillary and rubbed her arm fondly in what looked like a gesture of affection and reassurance. And quite frankly, if you look at those pictures of Hillary Clinton and how she was looking straight forward, I mean, she did look like she did look like somebody who was trying to avoid a predator. Or as I remember Nigel Farage said that in the debate in Vegas, the final debate, that Trump dominated her like a silver-backed gorilla. And she looked like somebody who was trying to not move and not be seen by the silver-backed gorilla that was four seats over from her at that particular event. All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about the Paris Climate Accord. It is some hypocrisy again by Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, the guy who says that he wished that he could go back in time and undo fossil fuel. I should say he is the actor Fossil who wants to do that. But Macron is going to be doubling down. There's going to be a lot of fireworks tomorrow, and it's going to be pretty amazing to see what happens as both sides are still escalating. And Macron's popularity is plummeting. He is now calling out the army, quite frankly. He said, oh, it's just police and riot troops. Folks, they are as heavily equipped as most armies in history. And he's calling out 89,000 of them across France. Only 8,000 in Paris. I mean, it's quite a few in Paris, isn't it? But to give you an idea of the fact that this is not just in Paris, it's across the entire country. That's where the other 80,000 are going to be, across the rest of the country. They had more than 2,000 spots the very first day that they protested. We'll be right back.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had like InfoWars store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before, as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the powerful silver bullet, always a great deal, is now 60% off. And Knockout Sleep Support, now 60% off. I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Military flying the planes around the Ukraine in a provocative move. But there's other signs that you have the U.S. military industrial complex itching to get a war started between the U.S. and Russia. Now, besides the censorship that, folks, is really coming, and the liberals need to understand this, just like the conservatives need to understand that the war on drugs is coming from a U.N. agenda. These liberals who are out there applauding all of these abuses of our free speech, just as the conservatives applaud all of the criminal abuses of our due process in the name of the war on drugs, the liberals love the idea that this is predominantly being directed at conservatives, but not exclusively. We saw this when they came after 800 different news outlets 2 months after they came after InfoWars. And we could see it in who was bragging about this. It's being pushed, folks, by the Atlantic Council, people in the military industrial complex, NATO and others. Anybody who questions the forever war establishment, the never Trumpers, the neocon people, the people who are spying on us unconstitutionally and illegally. You question any of that stuff. You question the CIA. You question the military industrial complex, NATO. You're the one, left or right, that they want to censor. And so as they're trying to push a war, get it started in the Ukraine, came out at the beginning of the week. U.S. defense contractor posts a job offering for, quote, a classified contingency operations in the Ukraine. And as they say on Zero Hedge, the geopolitical analysis site South Front has unearthed from the pages of LinkedIn an incredible public job offering by a U.S. defense contractor, which reveals potentially sensitive information. The job posting mentions, quote, classified contingency operations in Ukraine and was posted 15 days ago, just prior to the incident between Russian and Ukrainian navies and the Kerch Strait. Again, that was a provocation, if you look at the timeline of what happened, and if you look at the videos, which you will not see in the mainstream press here in the West. It went on for 4.5 hours before what they did was they sent two, I went through this in detail, they sent two Ukrainian Navy ships through this very touchy strait. And they have to have it is controlled by the Russian Navy. They're concerned about provocative moves. Both sides are concerned. So it's a very touchy border situation. So they allow ships to go back and forth there, but you have to tell the Russians so there isn't any mistake about what's going on. You have to let them know in advance. Well, they didn't. They sent two warships there to the strait. And so the Russians met them and they trailed them for 4.5 hours. They acted very provocatively. The Russians videotaped that. After 4.5 hours, the Russians closed the strait, thinking this might be a prelude to something else. They closed the strait by blocking it with a tanker. And this thing went on for like 17 hours, eventually ended up with a shooting, a capture of soldiers, a capture of the ships and so forth. And you see this reported in the West as if the Russians just preemptively started shooting on ships and capturing ships and closing the strait. That is not what happened. And yet, this ad for jobs of people who are going to be involved in contingency operations in the Ukraine by an American military contractor appeared prior to that incident. Another indication it was a provocation. South Front, the U.S.-based defense contractor company, put out Mission Essential. And it accidentally revealed a U.S. military specialist deployment in combat zones in Ukraine via a job advertisement in LinkedIn. It's exactly what these people have been doing for a very long time. Now, one of the things that is undermining our sovereignty besides our posture towards American empire and putting America last, which is what George H.W. Bush always did. Lying to us about wars, lying to us about tax cuts, that was the thing that got him out. Because Americans didn't really care about the wars that we won. We didn't really care that they lied to us as long as we win it. We don't really care what he did to his former dictator partner Hussein or his former drug partner Noriega in Panama, what he did, people that he killed in Panama and so forth. As long as we won those wars, that's great. That's all we need to care about. But you lie to people about the tax cut, and that's what got him thrown out of office. But now we have a, as they put in NAFTA, and that was going to be something that George W. Bush, H.W. Bush was going to put in. He got thrown out because of the tax cut lie. So we had Clinton and Gore put that in. And as Ross Perot said, it's going to be a giant sucking sound. And it has. It immediately turned what had been a rough parity between the U.S. and Mexico in trade. 1 year we would have a $2 or $3 billion surplus. The next year they would have a $2 or $3 billion surplus. And then immediately it went to a $17 billion deficit with Mexico. And it never got any lower than $17 billion. We have had a deficit every single year with Mexico now. Some years, over $70 billion. So from a rough parity, it transferred. That was a giant sucking sound. Tens of billions of dollars a year sucked out of this country. And so NAFTA is a horrible deal, as President Trump has said. And yet this deal that he has put together, NAFTA 2.0, is even worse in many respects. As I reported about this, it has many troubling aspects, not only free speech, but also mandates that will push on us a transgender mandate. It's all part, all the globalist checklist items are in there. Free speech deleted, check. Transgender agenda promoted, check. We got all these different things in there. And so the question is, why are we doing the MCA? And I think this is, as they push this around, maybe what the Trump administration could do is an advertising campaign. I would suggest they go back to this disgusting, video from, I think it was the 1970s. Remember the village people? Cause you know, it's just a village. We're all just part of a global village. And so what better than to have the global village answer the question, why an MCA? Here they are. Remember this?
It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the
YMCA. It's fun to stay in the YMCA. We gotta stay in this MCA. That's why. Because it's fun. It's really fun to be in that. So as President Trump has his negotiators go around trying to keep us in this sovereignty destroying, free speech destroying agreement, then he can use that as a theme song. You know, he can have the village. Of course, it's going to be politically incorrect because we got that guy in that wearing those creepy diapers. But also, what they wouldn't be creeped out about that. They'd be creeped out about his Indian headdress that he's wearing. That would be the thing that creeped me out was his diapers. But, you know, that's to sell the transgender agenda and to keep us in this sovereignty-destroying agreement. And we'll tell you why when we come back. It does both of those things. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
NAFTA and the USMCA. Why do we need to stay in the MCA? As President Trump says, I'll be terminating NAFTA within a relatively short period of time, said this last Saturday. We need to get rid of NAFTA. It's been a disaster for the U.S. Yes, he's telling the truth about that. But he's either not telling the truth or doesn't know the truth about what's in the MCA, the YMCA, and we should not be staying there. It's very dangerous for us. Besides all those creepy guys dancing around, there are a lot of creepy things dancing around inside this new sovereignty-destroying treaty, as New American points out. Despite Trump's frequent statements during the 2016 campaign that NAFTA was the worst trade deal ever signed, both friends and foes who are informed about what's actually in the USMCA are saying much the same thing about the agreement. It's an even stronger trade-controlling deal than NAFTA. But the president, who did not personally negotiate the agreement, understand, he turned this over to establishment politicians, trade negotiators, and so forth. He wants to call it something different. You know, by the way, you know, putting a U.S. first, then Mexico second, then Canada last, because they were the holdout. And I said when this thing came out, it was first revealed, when was it? Back in early November, I think it was. I said, basically, these guys, whoever put this thing together,
have sold our sovereignty for a bowl of porridge, or really, I guess, for some milk bottles. Because they put some stuff in there, like, oh, we're going to sell more milk into Canada and so forth. And we got Pierre Trudeau more than willing to throw his own people under the bus and say, ah, yeah, let's give these short-term economic gains to Americans so we can keep the sovereignty aspects of this. I said, it's not even about a trade deal. It's not even about the dairy industry or the automobile industry, any of that stuff. It's about whether or not we control our country. It's the sovereignty. It's not even the economy stuff. The sovereignty comes before the economy. I think Pierre Trudeau understood that. And just like Emmanuel Macron, he is more than willing to sell his people out for a globalist agenda. And the globalist agenda is to create these regional consolidations, initially masquerading as trade deals, just as they did in Europe to create the European Union. They create these trade blocks. They start to exercise economic control over the member countries. And then they start to exert political control. And quite frankly, this USMCA and the Mexicans put themselves first. So it's like the MUSCA or whatever. Whatever. I mean, the whole thing is nonsense. But the sovereignty-destroying aspects are even worse in this agreement than they were in NAFTA. Whatever short-term economic benefits there may be. As they say in the New American, the president who did not personally negotiate the agreement may not be aware of the sovereignty-threatening particulars embedded in the agreement's 1,800 pages. As Rand Paul said about NAFTA when they put it through, he said, don't call it free trade. You don't need 1,000 pages of rules and regulations and to have free trade. That should tell you right there that it's not free trade. And part of those regulations creates a international group that is not elected by us, not accountable to us, that will control our economy. And it'll control many other things now in this particular agreement. They go on to say, as the British have discovered with the European Union, it can be very difficult to get out of these things. Allegedly, we can get out of it. We just have to give them 6 months notice. Well, how's that working out for the people in the UK with Brexit? Oh, you can get out of Brexit. We've got an exit clause there. You just have to give us 1 year's notice to get out of the European Union. Well, it's twice as easy with us. We only have to give them 6 months advance notice. But they always seem to find a way to get around that. Here we are, 2 years later. They still haven't been able to exit. And they're talking Theresa May, who is trying to sabotage this. And there will always be a fifth column politician like Theresa May or people like Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney or George Bush who will sabotage that and stab the voters in the back and keep us in these agreements. There'll always be somebody like that, drag the feet. Now she's saying, well, you know, we might then get out for another 2 or 3 years and so forth. They'll never get out of it unless they have a revolution, I think. Still, nevertheless, as they point out, this is not a done deal. We've got Republicans who don't like it for very good reasons. We've got Democrats who don't like it. Maybe their reasons aren't good, but we'll go with that. Let's work with them on that. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, let's make this thing not work. And so they point out that although Trump has a veto as well. So if he found out what his subordinates put into this agreement, and I'll tell you that in just a moment, that's so objectionable, he could veto it, and it would be very difficult for Congress to override that. They'd have to have strong bipartisan support. And as they point out, there is now an established practice in Congress of this fast-track trade authority, which I really do hate. I really hate this idea. But in that, they give the president, the administration, the presidential branch, the executive branch, they give them basically a free hand to negotiate these deals. And then they have only 90 days to vote it up or down and not make any changes to it. That's typically the way these things have been rammed down our throats. I don't like that. But that's what they were trying to do with the TPP and other things like that. They didn't have the votes to do TPP, so Obama and Kerry said, well, just sign it ourselves. Well, you know, President Trump unsigned that, and he needs to veto this because it's going to have to come up for a vote. And you got Senator Pat Toomey, a Republican in Pennsylvania, informed Trump that the votes to pass USMCA are not there yet. Opposition remains from members of both parties. But, of course, you have organizations like the National Foreign Trade Council that are pushing this. The Council on Foreign Relations, the people who have been pushing the Trans-Pacific Partnership, all of these globalist agendas, they're pushing them through. Now, why do we object to this? Well, there is a free speech issue. I talked first about what James Dobson pointed out in terms of transgender mandates in this. And, of course, that's also being used. That type of thing is used to take away our free speech. The first I saw of this was back on November 29th, and I reported this. I'll just remind you, James Dobson, who used to be a focus on the family, he's now got his own institute there, and he was praising the president and Health and Human Services Department, Alex Azar there, when they said that there is a biological basis for gender. And gender is going to be determined biologically. And there's only two genders. It's biological, it's objective, and it's binary. Bob. And so he said, this is great. We really need to have this because this is something that is being used to dictate terms to everybody. I mean, this is the way these people control other people. You bow down and worship me. You worship my agenda. It's not enough that you tolerate these people and say, all right, you want to dress up as a different sex or you want to, marry other people, whatever, fine. But no. You must participate. You must validate my choices here, or I will put you out of business if you're a baker or photographer. And I will shut down your school if you don't use the create transgender restrooms and so forth and erase the distinction between sexes. And so James Dobson is saying, even though they were doing the right thing at HHS, and we know that that's what President Trump wants to do, he doesn't understand that inside the USMCA is new social policy. The language that is housed in Article 23.9 and Article 23.12 requires the parties to protect workers from discrimination based on gender identity. And not only that, but they must promote equality in the gender area. And what this means is they're going to be taking away freedoms from every private business. They're going to be taking away freedoms from churches. They're going to be taking away privacy from our children in schools. And then, of course, after that, about 3 or 4 days after that, Breitbart reported that it is giving the right to censor to the corporations that are the beard for these people. It's giving them the right to censor without any liability. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sale ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. Truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the powerful silver bullet, always a great deal, is now 60% off. And knockout sleep support, now 60% off. I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying, just before we went to break, I was telling you what James Dobson said just before President Trump signed the USMCA. He said, this is the first time we have had this type of language protecting gender identity that would be passed, and it would be done through a trade agreement. And it's not appropriate to do that there. He said, Congress has steadfastly refused to include gender identity language in federal law. The executive branch does not have legislative power to force new policy in via a trade agreement. And a trade agreement isn't the appropriate place to adopt such a controversial social policy anyway. Well, he said that before President Trump signed it. Then President Trump signed it. After President Trump signed it, others started talking about how it entrenched the ability of tech companies to do further censorship. Folks, we have to understand that this isn't something that is happening without the approval of even Republicans. Yes, it's being directed against the grassroots Republicans, even against some Republican politicians. But the establishment Republicans, as well as the establishment Democrats, as well as the military-industrial complex, all want this. The surveillance state all want this kind of censorship. As I've said many times, I've seen this for decades. This is the way they control the debates and make sure that nobody but Republicans or Democrats, establishment Republicans and Democrats, by the way, nobody but establishment Republicans and Democrats would ever get heard in a debate. Everybody else would be kept out because as they would do it in North Carolina, even though third parties and independents would have to jump through all kinds of extra hoops to get on the ballot, the Republicans and Democrats never had to. They would make sure that they turned over the debates to a private press association. They would decide which debates were going to be held. So if you had a strong outsider that was not part of the establishment of either the two parties that was mounting a bid, they wouldn't have any debates at all. as far as the primaries for the two major parties. Then once you got to the general election, if you had an independent or a third party candidate, they would be just excluded arbitrarily by this private organization, which in North Carolina was the Association of the Mainstream Media Press. And they would make sure that you didn't have anybody from outside the establishment core of the two parties. And so I've seen this type of beard for a very long time. I understand what this is, even before we traced it back to the connections to the Atlantic Council and the military-industrial complex and so forth in this particular case. And now what they are doing as part of the USMCA is they're offering legal immunity to these corporations who have become the public square, to censor people in the public square. And as I said before, in 1946, you had a case, Marsh versus Alabama, as a Jehovah's Witness wanted to pass out literature in the town square. A corporation owned the entire town, including the public square. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said, even if you own the public square, even if the public square is privately owned, you cannot stop free speech there. Jack Dorsey has said at least 8 times, Twitter is a public square. Public square is their business model. They were helped to become the owners of the public square, both they and Facebook and Google, by investments made by DARPA and the military-industrial complex and the CIA's venture capital firms and the people that were running these different things, sitting on their boards. They were put into this place. They were given money by the Atlantic Council, and now they're returning money back to the Atlantic Council, paying dividends to these people, and paying dividends in terms of controlling speech. They were put in this position, given domination over the public square so that they could control speech, and now they're extending this in the same way that a couple of years ago, we were having these fights, going back about 5 years ago, when they first started trying to run through CISPA. Remember that? They were going to protect all of these internet companies from any liability because they wanted them to turn over anything and everything that they knew about you without any search warrants. And so we'll give them liability so they can turn all this information over to the government or to anybody else that they choose to. And you had Aaron Swartz fight that successfully several times. They eventually got him in jail for some trumped up charges and told everybody that he'd committed suicide. Now, he was fighting, and he had refused, after they got embarrassed about how absurd the charges that they brought against him were. They offered him a very short jail sentence, just a token jail sentence, after the local state and local officials had refused to even charge him with a crime. The feds got involved, and they reduced that to just a couple of months, and he refused that. And then died in jail. And they said, oh, well, you know, he committed suicide because he was concerned he was going to face a very, I don't think he was in jail at the time he committed suicide, but they said, he was facing jail, decades in jail. No, he wasn't. They'd already offered him a short-term deal. Nevertheless, what they did was they were able to get that through. They put it through several different times, kept getting, rejected. They had, CISPA 2 or 3 times, it had SOPA, ACTA, PIPA introduced in the U.S. and in Europe. All those got rejected. Finally, they got CISA through. And the big corporations have immunity from being sued by you because they violate their terms of agreement because they turn over information to the federal government. They say all of your data belongs to them. All your bases belong to us. And now they're doing the same thing under the USMCA for these people to be able to have any immunity from any lawsuits for actions that they take to restrict material that they consider to be harmful or objectionable. Now, we got a Canadian, Michael Geist, who's saying, well, this is actually going to enhance free speech. No, it won't. No, it won't. It's just going to give them more protection to censor people that the establishment party wants to censor in the first place. And then, of course, this safe harbor thing doesn't apply to intellectual property either. So just another one of these access points where they're going to destroy our free speech anybody that they think is hateful or divisive or anything, they can do it without any lawsuits then. So they're going to, with the USMCA, they're going to take off the option of suing these people for violating their own terms of service or for acting duplicitously and hypocritically, doing it to some people but not to other people, as we see over and over again. Very arbitrary the way they enforce their rules, and they constantly change their rules, but it is the public square, and we should not allow them to do that. And so this is going to remove one of the potential challenges to them. I think we ought to enforce that Supreme Court decision. We're told on everything else, oh, the Supreme Court decided, it's a law. You got to kill kids. You got to fund the killing of kids, even. Can't say anything about Roe v. Wade. But we just ignore the fact that this exact same thing has already come up before the Supreme Court and they've already decided it. And so I don't know if they'll move forward with any antitrust regulations, but this would cut off people from being able to sue them for torturous interference with their businesses under the USMCA. So folks, if you want to support InfoWars, we've been at the front of this fight to protect your rights of free speech, because it's not just the free press that they're shutting down. It's also your speech. You're being able to get onto social media and say, I agree with this, I disagree with that, and here's why. Or to pass along articles that you see from us or from other people. So they're coming after your free speech. They're putting a gag in your mouth. And they're covering your eyes and your ears from what you can see. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. That's maybe what we should call the USMCA instead of US, Mexico, and Canada. So folks, there are some things that can be done. This has not passed. It's been signed by the president, but of course, you know, President Obama signed the TPP. Didn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything for President Trump to sign this. If he gets informed about what is in here, or if you call your Republican or Democrat senator, you know, tell them whatever they want to hear that they don't agree with. The Democrats are opposing this for different reasons, but tell them that you don't want it, and make sure this thing doesn't pass. And folks, if you want to keep free speech alive, one of the things that you can do is help us here at InfoWars. We have an unprecedented 12 days of Christmas sale at InfoWarsStore.com. 75%, up to 75% off many items. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points store-wide. That's our reward system. And we're also, as part of this 12 days of Christmas, we're offering exclusive 24-hour specials. Today's 24-hour special is Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. It is now 60% off just for a 24-hour period. And with every order, you also get a free T-shirt. Today's T-shirt is We Are All Alex Jones. It's our anti-censorship shirt. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018. InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the powerful Silver Bullet, always a great deal, is now 60% off. And Knockout Sleep Support, now 60% off. I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't let your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yesterday we had an article that was picked up on the Drudge Report from InfoWars.com by Don Salazar. Man unable to speak, walk, see, or breathe days after getting a flu shot. The family said, this is the last time anyone in my family will ever get one of those. Las Vegas man lost his vision, became partially paralyzed, and has been unable to breathe without assistance since getting a flu shot last month. Shane Morgan and his wife Monique decided to get flu shots on November the 2nd. It turned into horror when Shane began losing feeling in his arms and legs. About 36 hours after he got the flu shot, he started to get sick, reported KSNV in Las Vegas. He was diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome that he contacted after the flu shot. His family said the flu shot triggered it, and the CDC confirms a link. But they called it extremely rare. Let me tell you something. I don't buy that it is extremely rare. I personally know two adults that this has happened to that had flu shots and then came down with Guillain-Barré immediately afterward. This is the third report now, but the other two I know of personally. I don't know how rare this is, but let me just ask you this. Let's say that you had a revolver and you put one bullet in it and then you spin the barrel. And you say, there is only a 1 in 6 chance, only a 17% chance, if you put that up to your head and pull the trigger, that it'll blow your brains out. That's Russian roulette, isn't it? And it's only a 17% chance. You got an 83% chance that that isn't going to happen to you. Would you play that game? Would you take that bet? I wouldn't, because of the consequences, the severe consequences, even though it's a low percentage. Now, let's take the percentage down from 17% to 1%. It's only a 1% chance you're going to blow your brains out. Would you still do it? To avoid something as ordinary as the flu? Yes, people die from the flu. People die from the measles. Quite frankly, more people die from the flu than die from the measles. Going back again to World War I, more people died from the flu than died from World War I. Had a global outbreak of flu that year. So, you can die from anything. But it's all a matter of risk. And even though you might have a very low percentage chance of getting Guillain-Barré, I don't know if it's all that low, since I know two people personally, and now this is the third person being talked about nationally, I don't know if it's all that low. I wouldn't take that kind of risk, frankly, and neither would their family. They said it's the last time anyone in my family will ever get one. Said they'd rather have the flu 10 to 1 than suffer this debilitating disorder. You know, when something is low risk but has very, very high negative consequences, if that risk is realized, you say no. And still, you have a Nevada health official, despite this, despite the fact the CDC says, yeah, he got it from the flu shot. Say, well, it's still a very rare condition. You have a low chance of getting it with your flu shot and so forth. But as Adon points out in his article on InfoWars.com, it's not just Guillain-Barré syndrome. Guillain-Barré syndrome has been also reported in patients who have received whooping cough vaccine, Gardasil vaccine, MMRI injections. That's the measles and so forth. But it's not just the Guillain-Barré syndrome, of course, either. What do these things all have in common? You know, Guillain-Barré is a disorder that affects your immune system. We have seen an explosion in very rare diseases that used to be unheard of, like autism, Guillain-Barré syndrome, autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, Why would all these things be happening when we are vaccinating everybody at very early ages with lots and lots of vaccines? The vaccines are affecting our immune system and our nervous system, and that, I think, is why we're seeing this massive explosion in all of these immune system diseases or nervous system diseases, people with uncontrolled seizures afterwards and so forth. But let's not be concerned about that at all. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to have some updates on gun control as well.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's talk a little bit about climate change. We're going to have joining us in this broadcast the head of an organization that has been fighting Michael Mann. Michael Mann, in case you don't know, is the guy who invented the hockey stick fiction that has been used by the environmentalists, especially by Al Gore, to put out the idea that we are going to have an exponential increase in temperature any day now. I mean, we've had an exponential increase in CO2, according to them, but it hasn't shown up in an increase in temperatures. As a matter of fact, they've been inversely correlated. As CO2 has been going up, the temperature has been going down. And so people like Michael Mann were saying, well, we got to hide the decline, as he was working as an environmentalist scientist in Virginia. He was part of the climate gate scandal, the frauds where they're passing around emails saying, you know, these models are not giving us, you know, as we've had these things around for decades, and now we've got to start showing some trends that actually correspond to our models, and they're actually going the other way. Let's hide that. Let's see what we can do to manipulate this stuff. And the group that I was with fought it for years. Looks like they've now starting to get access to his emails that he tried to hide. It wasn't just the decline in temperatures. They were trying to hide their conspiracy to manipulate the climate data. And so we're going to be talking about that coming up. Before we get to that, just another thing here from part of the legacy of George H.W. Bush. Newspaper clipping, Saturday, June 13th, 1992. President Bush is healing the planet long before Obama did. And you can see there in that picture, pull up that picture there, the caption, French environmentalist Jacques Cousteau kisses Barbara Bush's hand after President George Bush signed the Global Warming Treaty. Yes, it's been fixed. No problem whatsoever, right? And as this is all happening, the Hill is either saying, you know, carbon emissions are going to hit a record high in 2018, according to a study coming out of these blue chip organizations. I mean, this is, all these studies are coming from, big name universities because that's all they've got. The appeal to authority comes out of big name universities. It comes out of politicians that we worship. And news media that we respect, and they all tell us that the planet is going to be melting down because of carbon emissions. Well, the problem is that even as they wring their hands about carbon emissions hitting a record high, we haven't seen a record high in temperatures, have we? They said carbon emissions this year are expected to hit a record high, according to a scientific study released on Wednesday. They said It's projected to increase in the atmosphere by more than 2% in 2018, following nearly 3 years of no growth. It's largely tied to the output of fossil fuel industry, which has increased every decade since the 1960s. Well, if it's increased every decade since the 1960s, then how can we have this concern that they come up with? They say the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, released its own report that said that the world needs to decrease emissions by 45% by 2030. Because even though we've had these big increases in output from the fossil fuel industry since the 1960s, every year it's getting bigger and bigger. We got record increases and so forth. But we haven't seen this kind of increase in the temperature, have we? But we've only got 12 years left because it's just going to all explode all at once. And then this, China was the largest contributor to emissions last year at 27%. But, of course, they would get a pass under the Paris Climate Accord. And that's why President Trump said all this is an economic restructuring of the world. Because the biggest polluters, like China, are given a pass. No restrictions on the quantity of coal plants that they can build, nor on the quality of emissions. They're not going to do anything to make them cleaner, and they're not going to do anything to restrict what they have there until after 2030. And then they'll cap it. They won't start reducing it yet, but they'll cap it at that point. But they'll be able to continue to, and India as well. But of course, the caps and the controls that already go on the U.S. and on Europe, who already have a cleaner system. Yeah, we do burn coal, but we do it cleanly here. Not like the Chinese coal plants that they're opening very, very rapidly. And let's pretend that the climate is not really affected by the sun. Many people have said, looks like we're going into a solar minimum because of decreased sunspot activity. We have scientists looking at weak ocean circulation. They say also signifies a coming mini ice age. A weak circulation of ocean waters in North Atlantic could signify that a mini ice age is just around the corner. Scientists have discovered the weakening currents look similar to those that happened right before the Little Ice Age, a cold spell that was observed between 1600 and 1850 AD. During the Little Ice Age, the Baltic Sea, along with many of the lakes and rivers in Europe, froze over. And new and recent studies are showing that the currents in the North Atlantic Ocean are at their lowest in 1500 years. So some scientists that are worried about global cooling. Remember the climate change initiative when they first gave us the first Earth Day was all about we're coming into a new ice age. Then they pivoted and changed to global warming. And now they're back to, well, we're not sure. We just think the climate is changing. Yeah, it is. And it's dominated by the sun. EPA is going to roll back the carbon rule on new coal plants. And again, this all began a war against Scott Pruitt because he said, show us the data. Show us the data. You're not going to make policy, you're not going to create laws, you're not going to control our economy if you're not going to show us the data. And they freaked out. People inside the EPA freaked out. Here's the real man-made global climate change, folks. I've talked about this multiple times. They want to pretend that chemtrails were not real for the longest time. Years ago, I would read you the proceedings of the annual conferences on climate change, where they were saying, yeah, we know how to do it. The question is, who's going to set the thermostat? We've shown you the pictures of the purpose-built planes doing it. Massive, massive amount of spray coming out of nozzles, not the engines. It's not contrails. There are other nozzles underneath it. We've got close-up pictures of it. We've had whistleblowers who said, yeah, I flew the missions to do that. We've had applications that would show when you see a cross-hatching pattern of persistent contrails, you take a picture of it, you send it to SkyDer Alert, and they say, well, look at this. We can correlate where we have the cross-hatched pattern of persistent contrails that we call chemtrails because we see chemical residue accumulating on the ground wherever these things happen, and we also see an increase in the temperature locally where this happens. Also an increase in drought conditions where this happens. So they create drought conditions. They put accelerants on the ground. All these different things that are being done out there, poisoning the plants and the agriculture as they're manipulating the climate. And now they're going public about it. The Chinese have been bragging about this for decades, and they're getting more and more in the press about how they're altering the climate in their country. And they don't worry about that there. Because if you don't like what the Chinese government is doing, they just stop you from traveling, stop you from having a job, just lower the hammer on you. They make sure that you don't take a single step, literally or metaphorically. That's become a bit of a problem for the people in the West. So now they're bragging about it. And they're saying, well, you know what we could do? A paper published November 23rd from, again, Harvard and Yale. So we've got to believe it because they're prestigious, right? They're saying, well, we know how to do this, and we could do this. No, they are doing it. They've been doing it for a long time. The Chinese admit that they are doing it. We've had whistleblowers in the U.S. admit they're doing it. We've had video showing you that they're doing it. Now they're saying, well, we could do this. We could spray sulfate microparticles into the stratosphere between 8 to 30 miles high. Maybe we should get that song, 8 miles high, right? To shield the Earth from sunlight and maintain lower temperatures. They call it stratospheric aerosol injection. Yeah, that's the real climate change that's there. But when we come back, we've got some updates on what's going on with vehicles and Arnold Schwarzenegger jumping into the debate again. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, as we have the climate conference going on in Poland, and we had Mark Moreno join us last, I think it was Friday, talking about how the people in Poland, in this town, are mocking the globalists pushing this climate agenda by putting up coal exhibits everywhere. About 80% of their energy comes from coal, and the coal industry is really centered around this one town. And so these people are throwing their wealth around, throwing their power around, thinking that maybe they can turn the politicians there around. But the Polish people have seen this kind of domination from both the communists and the Nazis in the past, and they're not about to be dominated by these communist Nazi globalists that are kind of a combination of the two of them. Speaking of Nazis, we've got Arnold Schwarzenegger, who, this guy who reportedly lives to love to march around to Nazi marches with his arm held high in the past, using a Yiddish term against President Trump, calling him Meshugana, in other words, crazy, for pulling out of the Paris climate deal, said he would like to get on his private plane and fly back and smash President Trump's face into the table. And this report we have here on InfoWars.com, as Paul Joseph Watson points out, he did all this right after he just bought a $265,000 Bentley Continental. he says, I wish I could be the Terminator in real life to be able to travel back in time and stop all fossil fuels when they were discovered. The biggest evil is fossil fuels. It's coal. It's gas. It's the natural gas, he told everybody. And he would like to take on President Trump. And yet, you know, he bought a car with a very big engine. It goes 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds. So, of course, very expensive, too, because people like Arnold Schwarzenegger will be the only ones to have cars like this, just like they're the only ones to have private jets. And it's not a problem if they have private jets and you don't fly even on a commercial jet. If they can stop you from having a car, and if they can stop you from even taking these horrific commercial jets, that experience has become an ordeal. Like my brother-in-law said, he avoids it like going to the dentist. He treats it, he looks at it the same way as having a trip to the dentist. Sometimes you must go to the dentist and sometimes you must fly, but you don't do it out of a sense of pleasure or anticipation. But these guys have private planes, and they're going to have the only cars, and they will be very expensive cars, far more expensive, quite frankly, than this Bentley, because Arnold Schwarzenegger, remember, it wasn't that long ago that he had a Bugatti, which uses even more fuel and goes twice as fast as this Bentley Continental. As a matter of fact, it costs 10 times as much. His $265,000 Bentley that does 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds is one-tenth the price and twice as slow, 0 to 60, as the almost twice as slow as the Bugatti that he had. That would do 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. And it is the fastest car, at least it was at the time. Fastest car. Fastest production car you could get anywhere. It would go up to 267 miles per hour. And he sold it for $2.5 million. But see, this is the kind of in-your-face elitism. I want to just play for you a clip here. When he still had that Bugatti that he eventually sold for $2.5 million, there's a lot of videos of Arnold Schwarzenegger. He loved to be seen in his Bugatti. He wasn't ashamed of it. You know, this is a guy who normalized And actually, I think when he got that Humvee, I think it was still just a military vehicle. And he got one from the Chrysler Corporation and made a big deal out of driving that, very fuel inefficient because it was a military vehicle. And because of Arnold Schwarzenegger driving that Humvee around, if I'm not mistaken, that caused them to go into production of Humvees. And so a lot of those were sold thanks to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Just like it's just like these politicians and they're actor politicians. All these actors who make tens of millions of dollars in a movie where they push irresponsible use of guns and gun violence, and they pose on the covers with the guns, you know, up like this, back to back with somebody else. And then they push gun control. Well, that's what he's doing with the cars. He gets the fastest, most fuel inefficient cars you can find, spends millions of dollars on them, and then tells you, you can't have one. Here's a clip of Arnold Schwarzenegger and his Bugatti.
Car you have there?
It's a nice looking car. A lot nicer looking than Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's a newer model than Arnold Schwarzenegger, quite frankly. He's starting.
Beautiful.
And there he is. Keeps the door open so everybody can see him.
Like
he's leaning up there, standing up in his convertible so everybody can see him. Still got the door open so everybody can see Arnold Schwarzenegger. All the cameras are snapping. Come on, Arnold. Yeah, everybody's calling out to him. Pose for us, Arnold. And he did. He posed for them. There he is. They're the paparazzi. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he loves to be seen, and now he loves to be in his Bugatti, and now he loves to be seen at the climate conference. Now, how about Macron? There's a vote of no confidence coming up now with Macron, and also the prime minister, Philippe. Their popularity ratings are hitting new lows. Philippe's approval has fallen by 10 percentage points down to 26%. That's where Macron was before he started this. His has fallen down now to 18%, and it's going to go a lot further down after this weekend, I think. The first secretary of the Socialist Party wrote on Twitter, "We've decided to work together to file a no-confidence vote next Monday. During the coming days, we will seek to increase the number of signatories we have to show that other ways are possible." And, of course, Macron posed as a socialist, even though he is a Rothschild banker. Everybody loves to call him an investment banker, former investment banker. He was a Rothschild banker. I know, you talk about the Rothschilds, are like, oh, you're out there pushing Jewish conspiracy theories. The Rothschilds were part of a lot of conspiracies, folks. I think Macron is their most recent one. Four people have died and dozens have been injured in the rallies, which opinion polls suggest still attract the support of around 2 out of 3 French people. So 75% of the people support the yellow vests, and less than 25% support Macron and his prime minister. He's predicting major violence tomorrow as his approval rating is crashing. They said because of images of police beating up protesters, tensions are getting even higher. So what's the response? Well, if you're somebody like an elitist like Macron, you say, I'm going to send in an army of 89,000 cops. You can call them cops, but they're soldiers. Just look at the way that they're dressed. Look at the way that they behave. French authorities will deploy at least 8,000 riot police and gendarmes in Paris tomorrow, 89,000 across France. Because, as I said, on the very first day they did these protests, if you looked at the map with a little yellow square everywhere where they'd had these protests, they had protests in 2,000 different locations. This is all across the country. Now, it may be taken over by some of these anarchists that are out there, and that's the danger. It began as a tax revolt. It began as a revolt against carbon taxes and so forth. But, of course, BuzzFeed blamed Facebook for not censoring it with an algorithm. Oh, that Facebook. They should have told people. They should have censored all those people complaining about these oppressive taxes. It's all their fault. BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed said that. Yeah. It's not the high taxes. Just tell them, drive a bicycle if you don't like this. That's basically what he's been telling you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, they'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sale ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support. Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the powerful silver bullet, always a great deal, is now 60% off. And Knockout Sleep Support, now 60% off. I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain. Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Craig Richardson. He's the president of NE Legal. NE Legal is composed of a lot of people who used to be part of another organization prior to that that I worked with, trying to get the emails of Michael Mann, one of the people on the American side that was involved in ClimateGate. It was largely focused in the UK University at East Anglia. The email saying, these models are not working out. We need to do something to fix this. We've got to hide the decline. And now, as a Dulling poll on Breitbart has pointed out, Energy and Environment Legal Institute has been trying for years to get the emails that were done at the University of Virginia to be released. Michael Mann has fought that vehemently. Michael Mann, the guy who created the hockey stick graph that was used so much by Al Gore and other environmentalists. And it's like, well, show it, you know, that's your conclusion, but show us the data that you use to come to that conclusion. Oh, no, no, you can't see that. He said, it's private. That's my private email. Well, you did it while you were at work. You did it while you were being paid by the University of Virginia. You did it on University of Virginia computers. And you published the data, so there's no privacy violation or intellectual property that's being used. As a matter of fact, your conclusions were used to craft public policy, so the public has a right to know that. Now, he's fought that for a long time, but now he's starting to release some of them because it looks like they're going to be able to pry some of these out of his hand. So he's kind of, he's been fighting this like Hillary Clinton. I wanted to talk to Craig because they've been at the center and are still fighting to get that information for us. And I want to find out the current status of this. So joining us now is Craig Richardson, president of E&E, that's Environment and Energy Legal, and you can find them at eelegal.org. Thank you for joining us, Craig.
Well, it's great to be back again, David. How have you been?
Been good. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with Michael Mann. It's great to see that you guys are maybe getting some traction in this long-standing lawsuit. What's going on with it?
Well, it's like the Beatles song, The Long and Winding Road. You know, it's over a decade since the ClimateGate emails came out of the UK, which caused great scandal at the time because the IPCC, the UN's body pushing this whole charade, was relying on this research. And what came out of this was that there was this working group of people both over in Europe and through the UN and throughout the United States at universities, essentially had been cooking the books, and that's what these emails showed. Like you said in your setup, unfortunately for them, the data just wasn't matching the hysteria, so they were manipulating it, et cetera. So from those emails, we track some of the U.S. professors here in the United States, and the most notable or notorious is Michael Mann that you mentioned. He was at the University of Virginia. We spent about 4 or 5 years on that case, went all the way to the Virginia Supreme Court to try to get his emails. He had moved on to Penn State, but we tried to get his emails when he was at the University of Virginia. And as you said, he was using university and taxpayer dollars to do something that wasn't even related to what he was teaching. And again, we went to all the way to the Supreme Court, and unfortunately, it's hard to bring a suit against Jefferson's University in Virginia and win, so we lost at the Supreme Court level. And then we went after similar types of emails, different professor, but similar types at the University of Arizona. And after 7 years, we finally have won that case. And that's why Michael Mann has sort of the old Clinton strategy of dumping any bad news on the night before 4th of July or something. That's what he's trying to do now, is to get ahead of the story and selectively release what he's got. So we're in the process.
And that's the key. He's doing it selectively. He's only releasing certain emails, and he's redacting stuff, essentially. And yet, even in some of the emails that he's released, it doesn't look good for him, because he's talking about how he's picking this particular, set of tree rings, not that particular set, because it gives him the results that he wants. He's cherry picking the data.
Yeah, and actually my colleague at the time argued this at the Virginia Supreme Court. If you know that famous military industrial complex quote from Dwight D. Eisenhower on his way out, the second paragraph in that statement, he talked about the dangers of the federal government basically becoming the funder of research across this country. And he pointed that out because he said, essentially, and I'm paraphrasing, what would happen is that the university would essentially bend and kowtow their research to whatever the government wanted it to say. Mm-hmm. So he saw that very early on, and it's now not just the military industrial complex that's doing that, but it's obviously here, the green industrial complex, that has been made a heyday out of that. And that's exactly what happens. The government decides to push a policy that's unpopular. It's really socialism when you get down to it, and it's against the will of the people, and they look for those favorable universities that can provide it. And like you said, it's not looking at what the chips are where they fall. It's saying, okay, here's our conclusion, and how do we back into this? And that's what we find time and time again. And it's not just done in this industry. It's done across the board, wherever the federal government has spread its largesse over the last 50 years.
And of course, it isn't just a theory that it's going to be a conflict of interest, that they're going to control and dominate academia, as President Eisenhower warned us. We've got a piece from Roger Pilkey. He is a University of Colorado in Boulder professor and political scientist. And he said, the problem with these people is that you don't want advisors, especially scientific advisors, to have the perception at the minimum that they're receiving funding from those that they're providing advice to. But that's exactly what's going on. He said, in this particular incident, anybody that pushes back with any criticism is instantly opposed full throttle. And they point the finger directly. This is an article from Western Wire. They point the finger directly at Professor Catherine Hayhoe, who was one of the lead authors of this national climate assessment. This is one of the biggest pieces of false alarmism I think we've ever seen. But she's one of the lead people there. And so she gets on the Washington Post as people are criticizing the absurd claims made by this paper that she co-authored that was touted in the media. She says, well, here's five myths about climate change. The very first one is it's driven by people who are driven by the money that these scientists get. And yet she doesn't admit that she's getting money from the EPA. Her main clients are the EPA, Fish and Wildlife, and the Federal Highway Administration.
Yeah, and we actually, my colleague Steve Malloy, a few years ago under the Obama administration, sued the EPA, had something called KSAC, which was their scientific advisory committee. And I think it was like 20 out of 22 of the members of the EPA's committee that was advising the EPA were getting EPA grants. Yeah, like you said, no conflict of interest there, right?
Right, yeah.
And he actually successfully sued that, and then thank God for our new president, or President Trump came in, and then under Pruitt they revamped that whole thing, and you know, a lot of them sort of left in understanding what was going to be happening in a big huff, like you said. And how dare you impugn my integrity? I wear a white lab coat. We never do anything wrong.
Yeah, argument from authority. But of course, that was one of the key things that Scott Pruitt did when he was there, and that was to push through a rule that said, if you're going to have any research papers, or you're going to craft policy, you're going to have to show, as part of your research papers, you're going to have to show your data. And they freaked out. And that's the whole point. That's what you guys were doing there at E&E Legal, trying to get Michael Mann to show his data. And you could see it throughout the EPA. They do not want to show their data. It's one of the reasons why they ran him out of town.
Exactly. And which right away is a huge red flag, right? Isn't the whole concept of science to be able to try to prove something? And then that's what peer review means. And then you have all your friends come in and your colleagues, and then they try to trash it, and then you adjust it. I mean, that's why we are where we are in terms of the modern successes of science and medicine. Unfortunately, that's process has been hijacked. And these are very, very impactful things these people are working on. All you got to do is look across to Paris. I mean, you see what happens in the end when these policies are implemented. And so they need to be held accountable. They need to be transparent. And that's the thing that makes me most frustrated, is Obama came in saying he was going to be the most transparent guy around. And that was certainly not the case.
Oh, yeah. And when the people see what this is about, and as Mark Moreno pointed out last week, what they sought to impose through Macron in France is only half of what the UN's agenda is really calling for. It's going to be far more devastating than even that situation. All right, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk more climate and what is ahead as we've got the continuing battle for control of the earth. That's really the bottom line agenda on this, folks. They want to control our economies and our populations. This is the excuse that they're using for it. We'll be right back. We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never missed your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and as we approach Christmas, it's important to remember there are always people who are seeking to enslave you, seeking to rob you. You know, they call us deniers. We call ourselves skeptics because we are scientific in our approach. Science is based on skepticism. So yes, I'm skeptic. But they call us a denier because to them it is a religion. But folks, what they're trying to do is deny us access to cheap, affordable, clean energy. And as we see in Paris, the people there have finally awakened to this situation. As one of them, one of the protesters told the press, they're stealing our lives. They're stealing our lives. People can't afford to go on holiday. They don't have enough money to put away for savings. And it's not just a standard of living, a quality of life that is being stolen from us. It's not just our freedoms that are being stolen from us. It's our very life in many cases. You've got a lot of pensioners because of high taxation throughout Europe and Germany and elsewhere. They can't afford the power bills to heat their homes. And so every winter, you've got pensioners in Europe who are dying because they can't afford to heat their homes. And it affects the longevity of people in many different ways. Having cheap energy affects both your quality of life and your life expectancy. Talk a little bit about some of these frivolous lawsuits that you're fighting at E&E Legal, Craig. You're talking to Craig Richardson at enelegal.org.
Well, David, I'm sure you recall that this isn't the first time that the AGs have gotten together to try to shake down the energy industry and by extension to do what you said and drive energy prices through the roof. We revealed an effort a few years ago when Eric Schneiderman, the now disgraced Attorney General in New York, got together with Al Gore and 19 of his buddies, fellow AGs, and they were going to go across the board and try to go after Exxon, and not only Exxon, but that was when they also went after coalition groups that we work with, like CEI, to try to shut them down, because again, just like the science issue, they didn't like the things that these people were saying. But our emails found we got into Vermont early on and got all the goods basically, and it showed that this was an effort cooked up by the Rockefeller Foundation in 2012, where they got together with a bunch of the greenies, the lefty groups, and decided that they were going to essentially try to replicate the tobacco settlement of the 90s, only on steroids when you consider the size of the energy industry. And so in their report we saw all we need is a willing attorney general, and they found one in terms of Eric Schneiderman in New York. And when you're the Rockefellers, you basically own the attorney general of New York, and so that was an easy pick for them. And then through our exposing all that, by year's end, CEI had pushed back, and we had revealed that, and there was only two attorneys general left, Schneiderman and the woman from Massachusetts, not surprisingly. And then he had his own troubles, and that thing evaporated. So, you know, it's sort of like Bill Murray and Groundhog Day. We thought that was over, and then they came out with lawsuits out in San Francisco, federal lawsuits claiming that the five energy companies were responsible. And now that, you know, the federal courts threw that out, and now we're back in New York again. And this time they're arguing that they defrauded their investors and stockholders because they didn't factor in the cost of regulation. It's just sort of an ongoing, you know, merry-go-round really that these people keep trying, and it keeps coming out of New York because again, that's where the Rockefellers own.
It's kind of like the elections, you know, it's just what we saw in California with the elections, the ballot harvesting and stuff. You know, they vote early, they vote often, and then they keep voting until they get the desired results. And so I guess we could call this lawsuit harvesting. You know, they're going to keep recycling the lawsuits until they win.
Yeah, and it is frustrating, and I think you're right, because they are the same end. The end is that we do not care about the will of the people. We don't care about the legislatures. We are deep-pocketed lawyers and interest groups, and we're going to keep coming at you. And, I'll give ExxonMobil credit. I mean, they're pushing back. They push back in the federal court out in San Francisco. And you have to, because the legal process provides you with discovery just as much as them. So, you're going to have to pony up, and you're going to have to fight these. And then you're going to have to use PR channels like this and other ones to keep calling out the absurdity. I mean, I think what Tom Steyer and his hundreds of millions of dollars is throwing into elections has shown is that this issue will never win anybody. I mean, so it's not a winning political issue for these lefties. It's not. They lose every time these things come up.
And as people see the consequences for their lives, I mean, certainly, you know, you can tell people, oh, you know, we got people who need help and let's bring them into the country and so forth. And then they see what happens the way that they're doing this, the massive numbers of people that are unvetted, that are coming in, and you have a reaction against those types of immigration policies. You're seeing the same type of thing happening now with these energy policies, these carbon mandates and so forth coming from the UN and the globalist agenda. As they see it implemented, it's like, okay, look, I want to have clean energy, but I don't like what you're doing with this, because they're not really about solving that problem. Just like the Paris Climate Accord was not really about doing, even the people who bought into all this man-made climate change through CO2 and so forth, they didn't buy that because they said, look, you're allowing the biggest and dirtiest producers like China and India to continue to get bigger and dirtier, and you're just redistributing wealth and controlling economies. And so people are starting to understand that's really what their agenda is, in spite of what they may tell us about poor immigrants or about clean energy. We really are starting to see what their agenda is.
Right. And we push back, though you're right now, because it's becoming in practice. People are saying, like in Paris, they're seeing what the actual effects are. But even Gina McCarthy, the Obama's last EPA administrator admitted in front of Congress that it was going to be less than 0.5%. If even if all of their regulations were put into place over 100 years, it was going to lower the temperature by less than 0.5%. And to your point, why is that worth destroying and wrecking everybody's economy? But more importantly, energy is what separates the developed world from the developing world. It's what makes, if you look at their progress in the last 100 years, it's because of the advent of electricity. It's not just so we can light our homes, but it's everything related to medical, to quality of life, to health. Everything is related to it. So it's not just like turning the lights out. It's literally destroying people's lives and killing them, like you said.
And when they exercise these controls over vehicles like they're doing in France, the agenda behind that, and of course it's all being sold, you know, the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, which is being used to try to ban our mobility, to try to ban private automobiles, to lock us up into the cities, into the smart cities, as they like to call them. That is all being sold on the basis of a clean environment, but it's about taking away our freedom and putting us under the control of the politicians who have always sought to control every aspect of our life, whether it is our housing or our health care or now our transportation. They have finally found the thing that they can do to keep us under their thumb when it comes to movement. They couldn't do it with their monorail systems and their buses and their light rail stuff. So now they're going to do it with their automated Uber taxis and their electric cars, they think, and their confiscatory taxes and outright car bans.
Yeah, if you can control energy and transportation, you control everything. And at the other level of this as well, and you mentioned China and India, that whole thing, and all you have to do is drive through to Detroit to see the outcome of that. That whole thing was to move the manufacturing base over to China.
Yeah.
They're allowing China, and I think China was up to about one coal fire power plant every 7 days. I think maybe more like one in every 10 days they're citing there. And ironically, the country which is meeting the Paris Accord targets even without any of this stuff is the United States. I mean, we have the lowest emissions. We're burning clean coal over here. We're burning natural gas. I mean, we're meeting all their targets through technology and innovation. So none of this is anything of what they're talking about other than what you said, which is essentially to
control
the economy.
That's why they're freaking out.
Their narrative is literally burning in front of them. And, you know, as they say, and God bless the people in Paris, we have to do whatever we can to support them. And in France, I mean, they're on the front lines of this, and we have
to support
whatever they're doing.
Yeah, the biggest danger is that they're going to have the anarchists, the Marxists, and the commies and the Nazis are going to take over those demonstrations. But if they can keep that in line, it's a very important thing. And so for the first time in 75 years, we've now achieved energy, not only independence, but we've become a net exporter of energy out of this country because we've removed some of these irrational constraints on our ability to produce clean energy here in this country.
Well, the president ran on that. He said energy dominance, and he went into the coal countries, which were completely devastated by these lefties whose communities were destroyed. And he said, I'm going to bring him back and we're going to be number one. And you know what happens? The rest of the world is going, wait a minute. How do we keep up now? And they're looking, and what they're seeing is the shackles of these lefty green policies for 20 years. And that's part of this too. Even it's not just the populace. It's the people that are running these governments going, how can we compete with the United States if we're shackled with these regulations?
You're absolutely right, Craig. It's not just the arrogance of Macron, but it's also the desperation of the globalists. They've got to move quickly, and they're kind of exposing their agenda, and they're making some desperate, stupid moves. We're talking to Craig Richardson. Thank you so much for joining us, Craig, and you can find him at eelegal.org, doing very important work, the fight against this takeover of our energy and our opinions.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas, and it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana. The truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the powerful silver bullet, always a great deal, is now 60% off. And knockout sleep support, now 60% off. I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, every time you talk to most people who are talking about climate issues, they come at it completely from a consumer perspective. I want clean energy. I want everything electric. They don't understand that electricity is a product. How do you generate the electricity? And going back to when I was working with ATI, David Schneer would say, every time I go to a conference, I'll ask the audience, it's like, what is your favorite form of power? You know, what do you think we should use to generate power? And he goes, there's always somebody who says electricity. It's like, no. Electricity is what you generate with a solar panel or with geothermal power or with oil or gas or coal or some fossil fuel or wind or whatever. It's an end product. How are you going to generate that? How are you going to generate the electricity? They just come at it from a consumer standpoint. Well, I just plug my car into that thing and it runs. And that's what I like, because it's nice and clean. I don't see the external combustion. I don't see the power plant and how this is produced. It's kind of like laws, you know? Power generation is like laws, which are like sausages. You don't want to see how it's done, right? Bismarck said, yeah, just like sausages, you don't want to see how the laws are made. And all of these retail environmentalists, I'll call them, don't want to see how the power is generated. Don't show that to me. I don't want to see the sausage being made. I don't want to see the cows being butchered. I just want to get my meat in that nice little piece of plastic there. Don't trouble me with the details. I don't want to know anything about that. But folks, it does have consequences for our lives, as the people in Paris are saying. They're stealing our lives. They truly are. 23% rise in diesel fuel taxes. They were already paying $7 per gallon, and 60% of that was taxes. You may not realize what a high percentage of taxes you're paying on your fuel here in the land of the free. It's actually the land of the fee. You need to look at that calculation sometime and see how much is state and federal, even higher than the state taxes that are there. And quite frankly, I don't mind paying taxes to drive on the roads if they would fix the roads, if they would widen the roads, but they don't want to do that anymore. They'll redirect the money somewhere else because they're not interested in building any more roads. They're interested in taking away cars. I said, again, going back to these French protests, as they're talking about it, Nigel Farage was talking about the arrogance of Macron. He said he's virtue signaling to the world while he is totally disconnected from the French people. Nigel Farage says it's now more about an elite that are out of touch with the people. Macron, the great globalist, the former investment banker working for Rothschild, who rarely seems to leave Paris, is virtue signaling to the world, whether it's about global warming or about the free movement of people. But he's busy with global politics, disconnected completely from the ordinary folk out there living in small town France. And again, when he puts out this army of 89,000 troops, only 8,000 of those are going to be in Paris. The other 81,000 are going to be dispersed throughout France because this is a nationwide protest. As they point out in the article, many city workers live in the suburbs, in the rural areas, just like we do here in America, right? Why? Well, because it's a high cost of living in the large cities. And you're going to have to get a micro apartment in order to do that. But they're going to cram you into those micro apartments because they're going to take away your ability to commute. They're going to take away suburbia. They hate that. They call it urban sprawl. The urban planners, socialist urban planners, want to keep you under their thumb. I said, nobody thinks about the people out on the city fringes and the provinces and the rural areas. They tell them to use alternative transportation, but the reality is that's not possible. Yeah, that's basically Macron. So let them drive bicycles. Yeah, that's what they can have, right? Hope you're right back. Stay with us.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
You know, the Democrat Party is a party of demographics, isn't it? Of identity politics. They identify different groups. They tell them, we're going to be your friends. And we're going to help you to subjugate those other groups. They did that in the past. They did that with white people in the South. Now they are working with people of color or feminists or whatever to say, we'll be your weapon against the white people now. Well, it's just whoever they think is in the majority. And of course they, you know, not only pit one group against the other, as they play identity politics, that's why I say they're demagogues, but they're also very much about demographics. And yet they've got a demographic problem. They're a bunch of old white people. Hillary Clinton, for example. Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders. Michael Bloomberg, he's going to be the new fresh blood into the party. And Michael Bloomberg is 76. And he's going around Iowa. I mean, what? What's going on? As one person, Chris Henning, said, she is the 71-year-old Democrat chairwoman, as reported by Vanity Fair. She said, they're all too old. She's 71. It's not white bread America anymore. No, it's a white-haired Democrat party. White hair privilege, I guess, is what it is there. Ageism is... So I guess they're all posting their hopes on people like Ocasio-Cortez and Beto O'Rourke. You know, that's why they're getting so much publicity, I think. Certainly, Ocasio-Cortez doesn't... hasn't seemed to learn anything in her short lifespan here. She's one of the people who is not only pushing the climate agenda, pushing socialist health care, but she's trying to push her way into powerful committee seats to advance a hard left socialist agenda, reports Breitbart. She's lobbying to be on the seats, to get seated on some of the most powerful committees in the chamber. And, you know, she might succeed in doing that. That's what's really scary. It's the kind of influence that she's got. And then, of course, there's Beto O'Rourke that Rahm Emanuel came out and said, he's a loser. Yeah, he did lose. But they still love him because he's one of the few rising young stars that they've got. And as one person said, he's Barack Obama, but white. Well, you know, Barack Obama was half white, but he was identified by the media as being all black. As a matter of fact, I would say Barack Obama was more than half white. You know, we're prevented from seeing his legitimate birth certificate. We get a Photoshop multi-layered document with editing errors, anachronistic language in it, and the whole works. And we've reported many times on the detailed fraud of that. But the bottom line is that even if you believe his complete original story, one parent is black and his mother was white. His mother and actually his grandparents, founders of the CIA, raised him. There you go. That's a little bit whiter version of Barack Obama. But actually, his DNA is CIA. That's the thing that concerns me about Barack Obama. I don't care about his skin color. I care about his CIA DNA. And yet Beto O'Rourke, they're going to hold him up and say, he's like Barack Obama, but he's white. Well, that's a big mark against him. And Beto O'Rourke is smart enough to realize that. That's why he pretended to be Hispanic. Robert O'Rourke. I don't know. Maybe he's going to get away with that. We've got, in terms of talking about the DNA and so forth, I get in trouble every time I talk about DNA. You know, they took this program down because we were joking about Elizabeth Warren's DNA. And we read the story from Babylon Bee as she came out and said, look, I'm Indian and so forth. And it turns out that she is only, she's half as much Indian as the average American, white American of European descent. Most white Americans of European descent have twice as much Native American DNA in them as Elizabeth Warren. And so she's getting some kickback against people who say, we really love you, but, you know, people who love you tell you the hard truth. And Elizabeth, you have really jumped the shark on this thing. You got to walk this back. But as we were talking about that before, you know, we had the parody piece, the satire piece from Babylon Bee saying Hillary Clinton said, look, I've had a DNA test too. And you guys are wrong. I'm not 100% reptilian alien DNA. I'm only 50% reptilian alien DNA. And so they said, you are targeting with hatred an individual, Hillary Clinton. And they took down the show's Twitter account on demands of the Daily Beast. And so, yeah, guilty as charged. Yes, I do target Hillary Clinton with as much hate as I can generate. I just have to read the news. I don't even have to do parody of Hillary Clinton. And it comes across as hateful because I tell you about her crimes and her felonies and how she ought to be locked up for her crimes and felonies because we ought to have the equal application of law. But, you know, I guess that's just targeting her. Yeah, I do target her because the establishment will not target her for her crimes. Either what she's done with the Clinton Foundation or what she did in violating national security. Everything we have in this country is sacrificed on a regular basis to the god of national security, but not Hillary Clinton. She can violate it at will at the highest levels repeatedly. Bleach bit her servers to cover up the evidence. No, nobody cares. Nobody cares. We've got New York officials just approving a $50,000 pay raise for state lawmakers. There you go. They desperately needed that. And a follow-up to the story that I did on culture yesterday. You know, I talked about how they've got these, got a psychiatrist out there saying, Mary was raped by God. It's like, okay, I can excuse this guy being totally ignorant of what he is trying to, I said, you know, she was not impregnated, according to the Bible, it was created life, not impregnated life, and she was consenting to it. Nevertheless, he went on to criticize that. But I said, what is really unforgivable is the fact that a Catholic church, where the Catholics spend so much time on Christmas, would put a nativity scene where they got a baby Jesus and the family in a cage and call them immigrants and refugees and how they're being attacked and how they're going to be deported. Well, it turns out, a follow-up by Leo Zagami at leozagami.com, the guy responsible for that is part of the Vatican gay lobby. Isn't that interesting? As I pointed out, of course, Jesus was not and his family were not refugees. They were not seeking to migrate to Bethlehem. They were being forced to go there because that was where they were from. So it'd be kind of like telling the illegal immigrants who are in California and Texas and elsewhere, you got to go back to Mexico. Go back to Mexico. I don't care how hard it is. You know, start walking, get your caravan, and go back to wherever you're from in Mexico or Honduras or Guatemala because you're going to be taxed. And we got to have you there in that town to tax you. So you're going to be forced to make that journey backwards and for the purpose of taxation. I mean, that was what was really going on. So this guy spins this around, and I said, you know, they should know better. But as Leo Zagami points out, Friar Stephen Josoma is pastor of the St. Susanna Church, and these guys are the ones who are pushing the gay clergy agenda. They want people who are gay clergy to openly live that way. And even that's a bit too far even for this pope to embrace that. But there's a lot of other things that are happening, of course, to deconstruct America. When we come back, I want to play for you a clip. We have Gayle King, who is co-anchor of CBS This Morning, and she was defending Baby It's Cold Outside. And she says, I can't believe that this kind of stuff is happening in our country, that we are now purging songs like this. This is a song that was written back in 1944, so it's what, it's 74 years old? A song, as I said earlier, I never have really liked, but if you're going to support free speech, you support things, the freedom of people to do things, including playing songs on the radio that you don't like. That's part of supporting free speech. But I want you to see this because I want you to see the response of her co-hosts who are just absolutely mortified that she would say something back to these people who are trying to impose these politically correct speech codes on us.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work, work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Christmas time, and we've got our 12 days of Christmas sale. Each day, we're going to select a very popular product and put it on deep discount. The product today is Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. It is now 60% off, I think it was, or 55% off. And it is one of the products that we have. And, of course, every day you'll also get a free T-shirt. And today's free T-shirt is I Am Alex Jones. It's our anti-censorship t-shirt. We have free shipping store-wide. We have up to 75% off some items. We have things organized by amount so that you can look for gifts, because we also have prepping products as well as our health supplements. We have things like water filters, air filters, many other things like that, and products up to 75% off. We've got gifts sorted by gifts under $25, under $50, and so forth. We even have gifts for him and for her. And you might think, this time of year, think about giving the gift of independence, the gift of health. That's what our products are oriented towards. Not just consumer electronics, but think about long-term. Giving somebody a sample of something that is actually going to give them the gift of feeling better or addressing some kind of a chronic illness that they have. We've got a lot of natural but effective ingredients there. Heavy discounts. Anywhere from 50 to 75%. And again, we have today's special is Silver Bullet, just a 24-hour special. Free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, every day we get another absurd story about something that is being banned. Because why? Because they want to control us. They want to exercise control. It is not enough to have power unless you can exercise it and exercise it arbitrarily. So no matter how absurd it is, we have to pretend that one offended person, or in many cases, a lot of these people come out and say, well, you know, I'm not necessarily personally offended by this, but I think other people could be offended by, you know, using the colors red and green. So we're not going to let red and green even be used, as if that is, again, it is not specifically an attack on Christmas, it is an attack on our culture. As I pointed out yesterday, they're coming after Hanukkah, they're coming after everything. Everything. Because it's Western civilization. They're coming after our history, our holidays, they're coming after our culture, they're coming after our country, folks. And it's no good in having that kind of power unless they can dominate you. I control you. Bow down to my arbitrary rules and worship me. Worship me. Yeah. Yeah. You do what I say, I'm going to destroy your business. You do what I say, I'm going to shut down your school. I'm going to take away your child's education. You get mandated, you're going to get mandated vaccinations, or you're not going to get an education, as they say in California. And so you see this happening everywhere with every issue. And so at the beginning of the week, we had one radio station say, you know, I think people in this day of Me Too would be upset with this song, Baby It's Cold Outside. So San Francisco radio station took it down. Now we have radio stations across the United States and Canada taking it down and so forth. But the original station said, well, let's run a poll and see what people think about this, because a lot of people started pushing back against it. They found that 90% of the people disagreed with them. 90% of the people said, no, we think you ought to go ahead and play this. We understand the context of this, not just the fact that it was done 74 years ago in that context, but also the fact that, you know, this is just a gentle back and forth between a man and a woman. And then you had CBS co-anchor Gayle King jump into it, and she defended it. She said, why are we doing this to everybody? And I want you to see what her co-hosts, how they react to this. They are mortified that she would stand up and say something to the gods of political correctness. You know, the nail that sticks up, as they say in Japan, will be hammered down. And so they try to tamp down very diplomatically. Oh, well, you know, at first there's just this uncomfortable silence. Let me go ahead and play the clip for you. Let's, video clip number one.
The station's poll whether to put Baby It's Cold Outside back on the air runs through Monday. At last check, the votes were running more than 90% in the song's favor. Please count me in the 90%. I just feel I want to say to people, it's a Christmas song that was written years ago. I think you have to look at the intent of the song. And when you look at the intent, it's a very flirtatious back and forth between the two of them. I think you can look at anything and read something into it these days. And I just don't think that was the case when they wrote that song and the intent of the song. And I think we have to look at that. I mean, I think Tony Moranti in the studio, who I love and adore, said, what's next? I saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus. I mean,
I think we should have a Gayle essay on that.
Am I the only one that feels this way?
Nobody wants to say.
I think, but if people are calling in because it's basically triggering this reaction in them, that's... these are people who've been through an experience. Yeah. That's pretty powerful. I totally get what you're saying about the context, but that powerful reaction has to be
did you see in that video how she tries to leave and he grabs her arm and then she looks at her arm and then he closes the thing and says, you can't leave?
Oh,
I mean, that part is somewhat coercive. I mean, I have to say it's making me rethink.
This song?
Yeah, it is making me rethink it.
Not me.
I'm going to go back and... Okay.
No, so we just have to agree to disagree. I just think that it's a light, flirtatious song, and she clearly doesn't seem to be so upset. Keep looking at the whole darn song before you make a decision. I'm so irritated by it.
No,
people sit down. We are losing our sense of humor nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big supporter and big proponent of the Me Too movement. But I just don't think we have to nitpick every single little thing. I know I'm going to get hammered for this, so... Let's just move along, please.
Yeah, she does work for CBS, so she does have to make it clear. She does support Me Too. Well, let me make it clear. I don't support that kind of political correctness. We've seen how this has been used. We see how it's been abused. You need to understand. She said, let's look at the big picture. Let's look at the context. It's an old song. Let's look at the overall context of what happens in the song. Let's look at the overall context of what these people are trying to do to us. Let's get back in their face. I'm ready to go full Don Rickles on these people. Take no prisoners. Do not bow to their political correctness. Do not bow to their demands. Do not bow to any of this. Don't even bow to this Me Too stuff. I mean, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I think he's red-faced at this point. I don't know if he's embarrassed or angry about what's going on with all this stuff. But, of course, you know, Rudolph, he's racist. He's bullying. It's a horrible story they were trying to tell us earlier this week. Now you got the story from LifeSite News. They picked up on this, and also it kind of went viral. With Todd Starnes, we have that on Infowars.com. Facebook censored a picture of Santa Claus kneeling before baby Jesus. I mean, this is how ridiculous it is when we are trying to fight. And that's why I keep trying to pull this back to the bigger picture, folks, because I don't really care about a picture of Santa Claus with baby Jesus any more than I care about this stupid song, Baby It's Cold Outside. I mean, this is the Coca-Cola Santa Claus. What's he going to do? Offer the baby Jesus a Coke bottle? This is absurd. It's kind of hokey art. That was a hokey song. But we need to understand what these people are doing to us. Facebook shut that down. Facebook censored that content and said it was violent or graphic content. I mean, what was graphic about it? Was it full frontal Christmas or something? Santa Claus on this? No. What they hate is Western civilization, every aspect of it. No matter how trivial, no matter how cartoony, they hate every aspect of what we are. And these are the people who control the media, who control the universities. And these kids coming out of these brainwashed universities will be controlling our society.
In the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super glue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, there'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything. And don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the final and biggest sale of 2018, InfoWars is proud to introduce the 12 Days of Christmas. And it's bigger than any previous sale before as we attempt to clear out all of our amazing inventory to escape the dreaded inventory tax at the end of the year. So get great products and help fund the InfoWar right now with the 12 Days of Christmas that is special amongst a group of incredible sales. Now more than ever, InfoWars needs your support to continue to promote the spirit of liberty and Americana that truly is the Christmas spirit. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you don't just get incredible sales during the 12 days of Christmas. You fund the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. Today's 24-hour only special at InfoWarsStore.com is the powerful silver bullet, always a great deal, is now 60% off. And Knockout Sleep Support, now 60% off. I want to thank you all again for making the entire InfoWar possible. Again, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide. Can't nowhere to hide.
of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
That's right, there's nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. We're not going to emigrate to some other country. We can't run from these people. Their political correctness is revolting, and we're going to revolt against it. As they shut down this, again, this hokey picture of Jesus and Santa Claus. Maybe you like it. Fine, I'm not criticizing that. Enjoy it. I have no problem with that. I can give you my opinion of it. If you disagree with my opinion of art or music, you know, if you like Coca-Cola Santa Clauses and you like Baby It's Cold Outside, go for it. I have no problems with it. I'm not seeking to control you. They're the ones who are seeking to control you. It's Facebook that labeled that violent, graphic content and censored it for a couple of days until the stories went viral and then they uncensored it. But what is it that they have a problem with that? I mean, are Jesus and Santa, are they divisive and hateful? Folks, when they continue to talk as Tim Cook did the other day, we've got to stop all this divisiveness. What they mean is they've got to stop all dissent. There's going to be one voice, and they're all going to be singing the same Operation Mockingbird tune. They're going to talk about the same subjects, and they're going to have the same things to say about the same subjects. And no matter what they tell you about big events like 9/11, and no matter how ridiculous their conspiracy theory is, you are not to criticize them. You will not just be mocked as a conspiracy theorist for pointing out that their conspiracy theories don't hunt. You will be shut down because you are divisive. No, when they talk about stopping division, what they want is to divide and conquer the population. They want to conquer and destroy the cultures and the countries that they hate. So they accuse us of being hateful. That's the bottom line on this, folks. So, yeah, baby Jesus and Santa Claus have got to go. But it's not just them. It's also dresses and braids. Girls who show up in Germany in dresses and with their hair in braids, you might be a Nazi if you do that. You know, kind of paraphrasing Jeff Foxworthy here in America. You know, he says, you might be a redneck if you do that. Well, they say, you might be a Nazi. Or the parents might be Nazis if their little girls show up to school in a dress and their hair braided. So you better call those parents in and check them out and then report them to the government. Yes, the Stasi have taken over Germany and they're running the schools. The Snitch Society, a 60-page advice brochure for German kindergartners, instructs teachers on how to identify and deal with children from quote-unquote far-right families. See, they're going to have to eventually ban Heidi. Because, you know, Heidi and all the boys with lederhosen, hey, you know, come on, it's boys and they're wearing hose. Give them a break. You know, short pants, that's kind of, you know, but no. They're not going to allow that. They're not going to allow the girls who wear dresses to have their hair and braids. They're going to shut all that down. It's not just Jesus and Santa Claus. It's girls wearing dresses and braided hair. It's Alex Jones and me. We've all got to be shut down, right? Got to be shut down. Got to have no division, and they're going to be the ones who determine this. Well, what is the problem that they have with braids and dresses? Well, that might be a sign of people who are Germans in Germany, according to this group here. It's designed to help kindergarten staff detect and deal with children from far-right families in the wake of the significant, quote-unquote, significant increase in right-wing populist movements. Because, see, they want anyone who is part of the indigenous culture of Germany must be ferreted out, identified as a right-wing nationalist, enemy of the globalists, and punished, isolated. And so I say teachers are advised to be on the lookout for gender roles as well. So that's where the dress comes in. It should be made clear, quote, to what extent authoritarian and gender stereotyped parenting styles limit the possibilities of children and complicate their development. So if you are wearing a dress, you may be coming from authoritarian parents who are gender stereotyping you. Go get some new clothing from Celine Dion. She'll give you a little bit of a lecture about those that black magic she sprinkles on all the little pink and blue cradles and has the demons popping up in there. I said one such sign is of this type of thing. You know, if you a sign of authoritarianism and gender stereotyping would be the girl wears dresses and braids. She is directed to do housework at home, while the boy faces strong physical challenges and drills. Oh, you got trouble. We got trouble right here in River City. We got girls wearing dresses, girls with braided hair, boys doing physical labor. Teachers are advised to hold face-to-face conversations with such parents. It's a bit much, even for Angela Merkel's party. Some of the members of her party are pulling back and saying, well, let's not damage our party anymore. They said it's unbelievable that a taxpayer-funded brochure would identify girls wearing braids and clothes as potentially nationalist. Well, I mean, they are nationalists. That's not a dirty word, folks. Let's reclaim that. Emmanuel Macron, who's about to have his coattails set on fire and run out of town on a rail, was the one who was trashing nationalism. Now they're trashing him. And we should continue to trash him. Again, it's a member of the CDU, the ruling party there, Christian Democrats. It's unacceptable, they said, to tie children's looks with the political views of their parents. We live in a free country. We shouldn't let teachers examine and correct the political views of the parents. They're trying to pull it back a little bit. They won't go all the way and say it's okay for girls to wear dresses and have braided hair. Just like they won't say it's okay to be white. Can't say that. If you say it's okay to be white, you're racist. The basic principle is it is not the task of the state to check how parents live and what they think, said the family ministry, while they're doing just exactly that. They said this manual is simply designed to help the staff tackle xenophobia. You know, the people who are afraid of all those strangers that we're bringing in, all those young men coming in and, setting the place on fire. Are you afraid of them? Then you might be xenophobic. Let me tell you something. You need to be afraid of your government, especially a government like this. So what are they afraid of? Well, even John Stossel, who has bent over backwards defending the right of the world's biggest corporations to take away your fundamental human rights of free speech, is saying, YouTube is censoring me. He wrote an article on Town Hall. And John Stossel said they've gone over the creepy line. He said, this morning, Google told me that it would not allow my YouTube video, Socialism Leads to Violence, to be viewed by young people. So you can't talk to young people about socialism because we've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for that. And he says, it violates community guidelines. That's what they said. And he said, my purpose in making the videos is to reach kids, to educate them about the benefits of free markets. It's why I started the StosselInTheClassroom.org, a nonprofit that provides videos and teachers' guides, and it's free to teachers. If Google and Facebook decide adults should be protected from seeing those videos too, then Stossel TV, which is his YouTube channel, will go dark. Yes, it will, John. And you keep licking the boots of the thugs who are doing this to you, saying they're big corporations and they're very successful. I don't know how they got that successful. I don't know who gave them all that money to get started with. I don't know who protected them all these years. But now that they've got a monopoly on the market, bow down and worship because they're a corporation and they can't do anything wrong. That's the blind spot of libertarians and many conservatives, that corporations can do no wrong. Let me tell you something. Our free speech is a fundamental God-given right. And we tell the government that they can't take it from us. But we created the government to protect our God-given fundamental rights, not just our free speech, not just our ability to defend ourselves, the Second Amendment. It's in the spirit of America. It is the basic founding principles of our country that we create governments to protect the rights that we all have inherently as human beings. And when the government doesn't do that, we alter or abolish it. When a corporation takes away your property, when they take away your rights are your property. You use government to stop them from doing that. And we've already got a Supreme Court decision, but the conservatives worship the corporations that steal their free speech. And libertarians. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Dominate us. I mean, we look at all these things about Rudolph and Charlie Brown and Baby It's Cold Outside and Santa Claus and so forth. Really, it's about total domination of everything, including social media. And as I pointed out many times, what doesn't get any attention is when A guy who has worked for the military-industrial complex, a guy who has been an Army colonel, a guy who has worked for the intelligence community, comes into the Senate committee hearing after all the big-name people have left, and he said, it's an information battlefield, and we're not going to win this until we silence the guns on social media. Now, it gets attention when the chair of the DNC comes out and says, we can't win this debate because these people are so stupid, they believe everything that they hear on Fox News and the pulpit on Sunday. Here's Perez, who just had another amazing pronouncement. I think it was yesterday or the day before, played it for you. Yeah, these people from other countries who want to come in here illegally, they're just as American as my daughters who were born here in America. You know, they identify as being American. They're trans-Americans. They think of themselves as American, therefore they are. Cogito, ergo, America. Here's Perez talking about all of these stupid Christians who can't think because they go to church.
And we all have to make sure that we're fluent in what's happening across our ecosystem so that we can come to each other's defense. Because we need to build a bigger orchestra. They've had a big orchestra for some time, and they've got the megaphones to amplify it.
Social media.
Whether it's Sinclair at a local level, Fox at a national level. I've learned this from the outreach we've done at the DNC. Why are we penetrating, I ask? And I had someone in northwestern Wisconsin tell me, you know what? For most of the people I know, their principal sources of information are Fox News, their NRA newsletter, and the pulpit on Sunday. And it should come as a surprise to no one that our message doesn't penetrate. It should come as a surprise to no one that person has elevated the issue, of course, to the top, because that person on the pulpit is saying, ignore everything else that this person has done and is doing. We have to focus on one issue of Roe versus Wade. And people buy it because that's their only source. So as we move forward here, we've got to talk about these substantive ideas, but we've got to talk about a broader communication strategy. We've got to talk about other reforms that are going to enable us to elect Democrats up and down the ticket so that we can actually have the capacity to implement it. Well,
yeah, that's why we oppose them. Yeah, he pretends that, of course, the conservatives have a monopoly on information in this country. No, they don't. That's why Hillary Clinton said years ago, it's an information war and we're losing it. Why were they losing it? I mean, they had CNN and NBC, MSNBC. They had CBS, NBC, ABC. They had NPR. They had the New York Times. They had the Washington Post. They had the LA Times, the Chicago Tribune. They got all the mainstream media. They got all the newspapers. They got all the broadcast media. They had the majority of the cable companies. But they were losing the information war. Why was that? It wasn't even Fox News. Yeah, and it wasn't even the pulpits, because most of the conservative churches, yeah, they could go and have fundraisers at liberal churches, and they did it all the time. And it was applauded. You know, you'd have a Democrat go into a black liberal church, and everybody was happy about that. It was only the other churches that were afraid of that, because they intimidated them. Why? Lyndon Johnson stuck in this rule, the Johnson rule. Said, you're not going to talk about politics from the pulpit. They knew how powerful that could be, and they're very concerned about that sleeping giant that has awakened. See, this is the other side of nullification. Besides nullifying federal overreach when it comes to marijuana prohibition, you've also had a lot of people, Pulpit Freedom Sunday and so forth, that small movement that began with a couple of courageous pastors saying, you know, we have a First Amendment. The First Amendment protects our right to speak. It also protects our right of free exercise of religion. And it seems to me like, you know, you can't censor politics or religion, and you can't censor politics and religion either. It was the pulpit that was a core mover of the American Revolution. Why? Because they realized how important freedom of speech and freedom of religion was. That was one of the major motivating factors of why this country was founded in the first place. They were real political refugees coming from that kind of persecution that now the Democrats seek to impose on us, and did effectively impose through the IRS and intimidation. We had some people say, I'm not going to be intimidated by this. You have no authority to do that. The First Amendment says you don't have any authority to do that. So here's the tape before I talk about politics from the pulpit. Do something about it. and the IRS didn't do anything to them. So those three pastors grew to a dozen the next year, and then hundreds the next year, and so forth, and they've never done anything about it. Just like Jeff Sessions won't do anything about marijuana because he doesn't have any constitutional authority to do anything about it. And this guy who is complaining about all this, he's not complaining because Fox News is so awesome. Yeah, they have a bigger ratings than ridiculous CNN does. But it's really social media that they're trying to shut down. It's really social media. It's the internet. It's alternative, dissenting media. Fox News is very establishment. It's dissenting media, like InfoWars, and being able to get to people through social media, and the president being able to get to people through social media. That's what they have a problem with. That's what they're so desperate to shut down. And, of course, that brings us then to the FBI and the coup that they're trying to run against President Trump while they ignore the crimes of the Clinton Foundation. As we have multiple whistleblowers coming out, and we've got Mark Meadows saying he's got three people, not just one, but three people who presented hundreds of pages of evidence of potential Clinton Foundation wrongdoing. I talked to Charles Ortel earlier in the week, an expert on the crimes of the Clinton Foundation. Their public filing would be enough to send them to jail. It is a massive RICO organization. Total corruption. Racketeer influence corrupt organization. That's the Clinton Foundation. They check all the boxes on that. They say that they're a charitable foundation, but they're not operating that way. They're a slush fund for influence peddling. And Mark Meadows says, I've got three people. We've got hundreds of pages of evidence. These people come forward with hundreds of pages of evidence of potential wrongdoing of the Clinton Foundation, including misappropriation of funds, allegations of quid pro quo promises. In other words, I'll do this for you, but you give me some money, right? Made donors during Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State. As many of them point out, as the Epic Times points out, a very epic piece here going through the Clinton Foundation, they've raised more than $2 billion since their inception in 1997. As a charitable foundation. Bill and Hillary Clinton have been paid more than $150 million for delivering speeches. These payments increased dramatically after Hillary Clinton took office as Secretary of State in 2009, but there are direct payouts from this corrupt organization. Now, they intimidated, as we had the Daily Caller report back on November 19th, they had 16 FBI agents raid the Maryland home of Dennis Nathan Cain, one of the whistleblowers about the Clinton Foundation. Amazingly, he had turned over. They said, well, we're searching your house for documents. They intimidated him, rummaged through his house for 6 hours, and all the documents had already been turned over to the Senate committee, the House committee, and the Department of Justice, and yet the FBI comes in a punitive raid. And so you've got Senator Charles Grassley writing a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray. He asked, on what basis did the FBI raid Cain's home? Is the Bureau aware of Cain's disclosures to Horowitz's office? He sent all this information to the Inspector General. Whether the Bureau considered those disclosures to be protected and whether the agents seized classified information in the raid. Grassley, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, also asked Horowitz to update the panel on the FBI's treatment of Cain's disclosures. Yeah, what are you doing about this? We've given you all this information. What are you doing about it? It's absolutely amazing. Here's what John Solomon, who's been following a lot of this stuff, had to say about recent revelations of the FBI. Let's play that.
And I'm hearing about a very important document that's only grown in significance in the last few weeks as lawmakers have learned about it. It's a long email string that was sent in between the FBI and the Justice Department in October of 2016. That's before the FBI secured a FISA warrant to spy on the Trump campaign and its advisor, Carter Page. And what we now know is in the email, according to my sources, is that the FBI had acknowledgments in this email about two very important things. One, there were intelligence community concerns about the Christopher Steele dossier. That's the primary piece of evidence that led to the warrant and the primary piece of evidence that justified the FBI opening an investigation of the Trump campaign and possible Russia collusion. So now we know there were intelligence community concerns before they asked a court to give that FISA warrant to them and the ability to spy. The second thing we learned...
All right, we don't have enough time to play the full clip. I'll summarize it for you. They knew there were problems with its legitimacy before they submitted it. They also knew that it had been passed out to the media before they submitted it. And they were using that circular stuff. They had also put in agents prior to any of this stuff trying to infiltrate and entrap the Trump campaign.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.